Now very kindly calling us from the locker room, Coach Shante Leggins. A tough one. You knew this was going to be a tough effort for the squad, but you don't have to be an analytics genius to look at 27 turnovers for 22 points and know that that was where opportunity might have been lost.
100%. We did some things tonight that were uncharacteristic of our ball club, you know, and we got to do a better job of holding each other accountable. You know, we got in situations, travels. We just played a team that pressured better than this, you know, much harder than this team. A lot of those turnovers are self-inflicted, so we got to be better. You know, you got all, like I told the guys. You know,
Wad.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay. But, yeah, you got to be better, and we got to be better with the ball. Our starting five, and you have T-Rod with, you know, three turnovers, Mike with five, and Christian with six. You can't do that and win a game. And so we got to be much better than that.
We knew defensively that, I mean, they had a couple of guys that were on the all-defensive team for the MAC last year, but what did they do? Did they do something that was maybe a little bit different and unique? Because it didn't seem like you guys ever got comfortable with running the offense the way you had been running it.
No, you know, they jumped out on some ball screens. They crowded our guys. Their thing was not to give us any three-pointers. We still got 10. You know, you got to put the basket. You know, I would have rather threw up hook shots tonight and got back on defense instead of turning the ball over. You know, we got to get up shots, and they did a good job. You know, they pressured us a little bit, put us in bad spots, and we didn't really respond well to the pressure. And so, you know, as we moved that ball around and did different things, we just didn't get into the right spots.
Defensively, I thought the plan was pretty well executed on Sincere Carey. He didn't get a three. He took a lot of shots to get his points. He didn't have a ton of assists overall, and a lot of different guys had cracks at him. Moses there. I thought Alden Applewhite in the second half was really effective. Defensively, seemed like the guys, for the most part, were executing the game plan.
No, they defensively, we were great. I mean, I have nothing. There's nothing wrong with how we played defense tonight. I mean, you know, we wanted to keep them out of transition. They got 8 points in transition. That was our goal. We wanted to beat them on the glass. They only give up 7 offensive rebounds. They got 8, so we gave up 1, but we beat them on the glass by 3. You know, it's really, like you said in the start of the call, it's not rocket science. You know, 27 turnovers, that's game. And then you don't make free throws. And, you know, those two things, you know, we have a different number. We missed some 1-and-1s, and so you go 15, I think it's 27 if you add the 1-and-1s. So you can't win a game that way. And so you miss your free throws and you turn the ball over like we did tonight. That's a good recipe for, you know, failure.
I thought maybe silver lining due to the score situation, but he was being effective. I thought Alden Applewhite played his best game of the season. He forced into some turnovers. He didn't get steals, but he was forcing turnovers. Guys were falling down, traveling, all sorts of stuff, starting to get more comfortable and a little bit more aggressive when he's got the ball in his hands with some assists. Where is he at in his development and your confidence in putting him out there?
I mean, like I said, he's a very good defender. He gives us another big guard at 6'7" that can do a lot of different things. And so as he keeps coming along and his confidence keeps growing game to game, you know, it's going to be fun to watch. Like, again, we got some of these young guys that are going to grow into some studs. You know, we just need our older guys to step up and play and do well. And so Alden came in and did a great job when he had to sub in. And then he did a great job defensively on number 3. You know, I think that's his name. And he did a great job on him. He used his length. You know, he bothered him a little bit. You know, getting a couple touchy fouls here where we get him on the line. But, again, we did a good job of understanding, you know, our game plan tonight, and he was a big part of that defensively.
Quick injury update. We saw T-Rob at the end of the first half kind of caught an elbow or something, and Sam turned into a boxing cut man there, taping him up. But any residual effect from that, or – should he be okay on Thursday?
I haven't talked to Sam, but I'm pretty sure he should be okay. He came in and played. Maybe it swells up a little bit, and, you know, who knows. But we did a good job of getting him back as quick as we did. I was thinking maybe he was gone for the day. And so, you know, it was good. We got him in and got him out, and did a great job with that. So it was huge to get him back in. And so having that opportunity to get him back on the floor was great. And Sam did an awesome job getting him in. But I think he should be okay for Thursday's game, but you never know. You know, those things can really swell up and do a lot of different things.
Air Force Academy. You've got to deal now with altitude, with travel, with shaking off the first loss. What's the focus and the mindset now to turn the page and get you guys ready for Thursday?
Definitely don't turn the ball over. Don't throw the ball to the other team. Don't travel. They got five shooters on the court at some time. So you got to be ready and prepared to guard that. And you got to do a good job of understanding, you know, what we're trying to do. And so, it's a quick turnaround, you know, because of our travel, but we'll have a day in between to really get some cobweb, you know, do some things differently. Like I said, defensively, we're solid. Offensively, just need a little bit better.
All right. Coach Shante Leggins, thanks so much for taking a few minutes for us. We'll let you get to the bus, get a meal, get some rest, and we will talk to you Thursday from Colorado Springs.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much. Go Pilots.